I just feel the presence of the Spirit so heavy today, so full, like it's just filling the room. There's only a few of us here, but the presence is here because there's two or more of us gathered.
我就感受到，虽然我们人不多，但是呢，这里神的这个同在非常非常的强。我们有几个人聚集的时候，他真的在我们的中间。
I just prayed that everybody receives the portion that God has for us today. That's what I prayed, and I was overcome by the Spirit, which is how He talks to me.
我就祷告，每一个人都来接受你应当接受的那一份。今天我真的感觉到。 神的灵在我的身上真的完全的来感动我。So
I just hope everybody opens their hearts and open their minds, open your minds today to receive what God has for you.
所以我希望每一个人今天打开你的心，打开你的头脑，来好好的来接受神给大家的那一份。
Each one of you is important and God wants to let you know that.
每一个人都非常的重要，神要让你知道。 Amen. Thank you, Tamara. You are such encouragement. We see that Tamara's hair is growing back. And many people may know that she has gone through many therapies for cancer. Now the situation is really good. All the tumors are shrinking. And it's wonderful to have our sister here. Actually, today's message is really related to what she shared. You know, sometimes in North America, we take everything for granted. You know, when the weather is good, we said, oh, let's go out, that today I welcome miss the Sunday service.
那如果天气好的时候，我们就说，哎呀，算了，我们今天不去聚会了，我们去外面吧。
But we remember when we God in Jesus' name, God is among us.
但是你要知道，我们奉主耶稣的名聚集在一起的时候，神就与我们同在。
Every day is it's the same, but some days the Lord wants His children to come together, and He's willing to speak to each one.
但是 有的时候神就是希望他的儿女呢聚集在一起，因为他要对我们来说话。
Do you know that sometimes the parents have some words? They only say it when all the children are together.
你知道，作为父母，有的时候他有一些话呢，只会在儿女都聚集在一起的时候，他才会说的。
Yes, the parents speak to their children individually.
那当然，我们父母呢也会跟自己的孩子单独的有对话。
But some words will only be said when the children all gather together.
那有一些话语呢，而是就是他的子女都到齐了才会说的。
More important, when the children are willing to come together in front of the parents' heart is so overjoyed.
那更重要的是呢，就是当儿女们呢愿意聚集在父母面前的时候呢。
We are parents, we know that.
那我们作为父母，我们都是知道。
When the children come automatically, I shouldn't use automatic, very willingly, without us asking them, and they gather together to see us. Our hearts are so overjoyed.
那就是好像理所当然，如果有孩子聚集在我们父母面前的时候，我们父母的心呢，就是自动的，好像就会敞开。
Pastor Bing is like old man, start speaking like old man.
那我王明牧师现在好像老了，讲的都像一个老人家想的话。
Actually, Lord is speaking to me. It's urgent. As a spiritual father, I need to pass on whatever I need to pass on.
那我觉得在灵里边，我被督促，就是我要把我自己灵里那份呢，就是来传递给下一代。
So I always praying for everyone to treasure the time when we gather together.
那我就是为每个祷告，就是我们要珍惜我们在一起的时间。
There are times we cannot gather together.
因为会有时候我们是不能在一起聚集的。
It's not going to be too far away.
而且不会是在很久以后。
You know, I had one Christian brother. I brought him to the Lord. He told me this.
那有一个弟兄呢，是我把他带入基督呢。他跟我说了这件事情。
He said in China, his mother that time was not, mother was a Christian but not able to read the Bible, not allowed.
那他说他的母亲呢是基督徒，可是当时在中国呢是不允许读圣经。
So his mother hid Gospel of John, tear down from the Bible, hid in this sewing basket.
那他妈妈呢就把这个约翰福音呢就藏在他们那个缝纫机的那个盒子里面，
就针线盒。
针线盒里面。
So she can read when people are not seeing her.
所以呢，就是当别人看不见的时候，他就偷偷读一下。
I was so touched.
那我真的很被触动。
You know, now in North America, we have so many Bibles, all kinds of versions.
那我们在北美呢，我们有好多圣经，不同版本的圣经。
Study Bible, Greek Bible, Hebrew Bible, Chinese Bible.
中文的、希腊文的、希伯来文的，还有那种就是研读圣经。
So many different streams of a gospel. You know, Baptism, Presbyterian, Charismatic.You know, all streams, very rich.
还有不同的宗派啊，长老会啊，那个浸信会啊，那个领恩的，就各种各样的。
Sometimes I'm wondering, actually, with fear, I said, Lord, the people in Vancouver, in North America, how can we give account to you before the judgment day?
那有的时候我都想说啊，神啊，我们在温哥华的这群人，怎么能跟你交账呢？
Because God's presence is always available. He always wants to bless people, but people sometimes are distracted by many things.
因为神一直都在，而且他随时给我们祝福。可是我们作为人呢，常常就被世界上的很多东西打扰了。
On Wednesday prayer meetings, most of the people are Chinese in China. We through Zoom we pray.
那我们星期三的祷告会呢，其实大部分参加的都是在国内的弟兄姐妹。
They ask so many questions. They want to learn.
他们问很多问题，他们很想就是明白。
Oh, the other day said two men said, "I want to be baptized. How should I be baptized? Who should baptize me?"
那有当那天呢，有两个弟兄就问说啊，我想要被受洗，那我找谁去来受洗呢
？I want to be closer to the Lord. I want to obey more, know Bible more.
那我说我想更靠近神，更亲近神，我要读更多的圣经。
I feel the spirit is flowing when I speak anything because the people are absorbing.
那我感觉我在讲话的时候呢，那个就是圣灵就在运作，因为对面的那些人呢就在不停的吸收。
I remember there was a time I went back to China. This sister from the countryside, he heard I came to China, he come to see me.She came to see me.
那有一次我回中国的时候呢，有一个姐妹就听说我从加拿大回去，她就跑过来找我。
We should use he because Bible said no matter male female, we are all the sons of God.
那圣经上说，不管是男是女，我们都是神的儿子，所以我们可以用 he.
Okay, so what happened? They are so thirsty, you know. She came with a live.A chicken in her hand took a long distance bus for 2 hours to come to my house to see me and said, Could you come to our countryside to preach to our church? We have no body to teach.
那这个姐妹呢这么热心，她甚至就是坐了两个小时车，手里还拿了一只鸡，然后到我那来找我，请我去她的村庄呢去来讲道。
You know, in China, if you catch a bus, people are so crowded.
你知道在中国呢，你在巴士上面呢是非常拥挤的。
They try to push people in.
那我们都是拥挤的上去。
If you have a live chicken, everybody will, you know, say bad words about you.
而且你手里拿着鸡的话，可能大家都会就是骂你。
I was so touched. I was so touched.
那我真的很被触动。
Being honest, here I pray for myself, pray for the North American, pray for our brothers more.Because I'm afraid, you know, before the judgment day, how are we going to give account?
那说实话，我真的是在为我自己、为北美的弟兄姐妹祷告的更多，因为我真的担心到那个审判日来的时候，我们怎么能够交账
？The Christians in North America are rich, materially. I'm getting richer, though I'm not rich.
那我们在北美的弟兄姐妹通常都比较有钱，就是在经济上，外在的财富上很有钱。
But the Bible also said something like this: When the animals are fed, fat, it's time to get slaughtered.
但是圣经也说了，一个 动物就被养肥，其实是就为了宰杀之日的。
What are we doing here? We need to be really careful.
那我们在干什么呢？我们真的是要非常小心了。
When we get richer, we should fear God more.
那我们更有钱的时候，我们应该更敬畏神。
In China, they have a small house, and then hundreds of people crowded in.
那在中国呢，一个小小的房子里边都会挤入很多很多的人。
They want to listen to the gospel.
因为他们要想听到福音。
And they are also afraid of policemen come to take them out.
那他们也要担心，就是啊，警察会把他抓走、啊。
But they still get crowded to listen to the gospel.
可是他们还是这样子聚集在一起，要听神的。
But here we have big houses, but no people there.
但是我们现在这里呢，就是有大的房子，可是却没有人来。
That's why I'm praying for me myself, and my family, and my brothers and sisters. You know, I pray a lot. I said, what's going on?
所以呢，我真的是为我自己、我的家人，还有我们的弟兄姐妹祷告。我就常常在问，我们到底发生什么了
？The pastors here go to China and say, "Oh yes, could you come here? Could you come there?" And they say, "These pastors can teach us."
那这就是弟兄姐妹北美弟兄就说，哦，我们牧师要去这，要去那，就是被邀请。
Once I went to Tianjin, this brother, 85 years old, he fly from.Harbin to Tianjin to see me.
那我有一次呢，我被邀请去天津讲道，有一个弟兄呢，从哈尔滨特地飞到天津来看我。
Because his daughter is in that church in Tianjin, and the daughter is close to me.
那因为他的女儿呢是在天津的这个教会，然后他的女儿呢跟我比较熟悉。
And he and his wife, 80 plus years old, they fly to Tianjin. I was so touched.
那他的这个爸爸呢，就八十几岁，跟他的老伴呢一起，就是从哈尔滨飞到天津来看我，我真的很感动。
This man was a Communist Party member, one of the most famous painter in China.
那他就是一个共产党员，而且是一个非常著名的画家。
But God healed him of his blood cancer.
那但是神呢，就是医治了他 bladder as blood.
Blood.
Sorry. 血癌。
And then he was so grateful. He said, "Lord, if you heal me, I will serve you in the rest of my life."
他就跟神说，神呢，如果你医治我呢，我就一生来服侍你。
I was so touched. You see, 85 take a plane, and with his wife, and come to Tianjin.
那我真的很感动。你想想看，85岁的老人家带着太太一起飞过来。
So I blessed them. I prayed for them. I asked them to bless me too as a father.
那我为他们祷告，我也请他们以父亲的身份来为我祷告。
So that's what happens in China. People just grasp every opportunity.
那这就是在中国所发现的，大家就是抓紧各种机会。
And here sometimes they say, "Oh, yeah, I miss one or two sermons, no problem."
可是在这里呢，大家就说，哎呀，我就是少听一两个讲道没关系的。
Oh, never mind. God loves me.
啊，没关系的，反正神也爱我呀。
So brothers, sisters, we have to be very careful how we walk.
所以弟兄姐妹你们，我们要非常的小心，我们怎么来运作。
The Bible said the judgment will start from the church.
那圣经上说呢，这个审判呢要从教会先开始。
This is what the Bible said, not me.
这是圣经上说，不是我说的。
Because he said, if I cannot judge the church, how can I judge the world?
因为如果我们不能审判教会，我们来怎么审判世界呢？
So that's why we need to be prepared, and it's better for us to humble ourselves instead of being humbled.
那我们真的是要预备好，就是我们自己谦卑好过于我们被谦卑。
Better to be disciplined instead of being judged.
受教好过于被审判。
Maybe you said, "Oh, how come Pastor Bing started preaching this kind of messages?"
啊，那你可能问，哎呀，怎么王宇牧师现在讲这种讲道了
？It's not because I'm trying to preach a different thing or I'm more emotional. No, just like Jesus, he teach all kinds of messages.
那不是因为我就是好像变得更加情绪化或者是怎么样，而是就像圣耶稣一样，他有各种不同的信息。
Jesus talk about mercy, forgive 70 times 7 times.
那耶稣呢讲到就是我们要怜悯，然后我们要赦免70个7次。
The real message about hell it was revealed by Jesus, not by Old Testament.
那关于就是地狱的那个 看法呢，就是那个启示呢，是从圣，从耶稣开始，而不是
从旧约。So Jesus talk about all kinds of messages.
所以耶稣呢，有讲各种不同方面的讲道。
Because man shall not live by bread alone, by every word proceeded out of mouth of God.
因为人呢，不能单靠食物，乃是靠神口里一切的话。
It's every word.
是所有神的一切的话。
It's not one word or two words.
不是一个字，两个字。
So this is extremely important to know that we need to be prepared.
所以这是非常重要的，我们需要被预备好。
For the coming days, not only to face the heaven, but even the days on the earth.
不仅仅只是在天上，你要面对天上的审判，而是在地上，我们现在就要预备好。
Because the Bible said the coming days are very evil.
因为圣经上说呢，就是要来的日子呢是非常邪恶的。
So that's why we need to preach whatever.God wants us to preach to prepare each one.
所以呢，神要我们讲的呢，我们就一定要讲，以至于可以预备好每一位。
To go through the darkness, coming darkness.
能够经过这个要来的黑暗。
Not only going through, but also come out victorious to face the day.
不仅仅只是通过，而是呢，我们就是要能够坚定的来。胜过这个要来的日子。
Not only coming through the valley, but also to be a great witness in this world.
不仅仅只是通过这个走出这个低谷，而是呢，我们要成为这个黑暗世界的一个见证。
So, brothers and sisters, grasp every opportunity to meet and pray and study the word of God and to witness.
所以弟兄姐妹要抓住任何的一切机会呢，一起聚集来祷告，寻求神的面，以至于我们可以面对。
So the Bible, Matthew 18:20 said, "No matter where we gather."
那马太福音十八章二十节所说的呢
？Where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them.
无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
So brothers, sisters, so wherever, when you have a chance, just gather.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论你在哪里，只要有两三个人，你们就要聚集在一起。
You know, you gather in homes, gather outside, gather in the church settings. The Bible said, Jesus is with us.
那在家里或者在外面或者在教会，只要你聚集在一起，神就与我们同在。
Especially in your home and also in the church settings.
特别是在你的家中或者还有在教会当中。
The many miracles happen with me when I'm serving in the homes.
那对于我来说呢，很多时候我在家庭服事的时候呢，就发生很多，就会发生神迹。
Now people get healed.
那弟兄姐妹能够得到医治。
People get filled with the Spirit.
那被圣灵充满。
And just remember, a lot of occasions, people get saved right there.
那还有很多时候呢，就是很多人当场呢就受就是信了神。
In Christmas party.
在那个圣诞节的聚会。
I remember some years ago I had a student, his parents invited me for Christmas party.
那我记得多年前呢，我的一个学生呢请我，他的家长请我去参加他们的圣诞 party.
So the parents invited another couple who are also their friends.
那他这个父母呢又请了他们的另外一个朋友。
The wife was a Christian, but the husband was not.
那个太太呢是一个基督徒，但是那位先生并不是。
So we eat and talk.
那我们就吃饭，我们来聊天。
After a while, the man kneel on the floor just received Jesus.
那过了一会儿呢，这个男的就跪倒在地上，然后并且接受了神。
And later on, this lady, the wife, told me, she said, "My husband is more."Fervent, more devoted than I am.
那过了一段时间呢，就是这个太太就说：“哎呀，我的丈夫比我现在比我还更加的就是火热。”
So the Bible said, wherever.
所以圣经上说呢，无论在哪里。
There are opportunities just we gather anywhere as long as you gather in Jesus' name.
就是我们有各种各样的机会，只要我们奉耶稣的名聚集。
There are opportunities to bless people.
我们有很多机会能够祝福其他人。
There are opportunities to heal people.
有很多机会来使别人得医治。
To encourage people.
来鼓励。
And ourselves will be encouraged.
我们自己也会被鼓励。
Even yesterday, I wanted to hope. to clean up a property because the tenants are moving out.
那我昨天呢，我去 Hope 那边，因为我有一个那个房客搬出去了，我要清洁。
The couple showed me the place. It's very clean, and they are living.
那他们这个夫妻呢，就刚给我看他们住的地方哦，很干净，他们都收拾好了。
They love the place, and they treasure the place.
那他们也很喜欢那个地方，他们也很就是珍惜。
So we were pretty emotional because they are good tenants.
那我们当时就是也挺难过，因为他们是非常好的。
I said, let me pray for you.
那我就说，我来为你们祷告。
The wife, they know Jesus, but they started practicing meditation, New Age stuff.
那其实他们也是知道是耶稣的，可是呢，他们也开始就是啊，什么新纪元啊那种冥想。
But I said I will bless you because your father's God is going to bless you.
那我就跟他们说，我要来祝福你，因为你们父亲的神要来祝福你们。
So we hold hands. I just pray for them.
所以我们就拉手，我就为他们祷告。
They were so touched. We hug each other.
他们就是非常被触动，然后我们也彼此拥抱。
So everywhere we go, we can bless people.
所以不管你在哪里，你都可以祝福。
When we bless others, Bible said we will be blessed.
那圣经上说，如果你祝福别人，就是神也会祝福你。
You don't know when you can bless whom.
你不知道什么时候你可以成为别人的祝福。
We just do according to the word of God.
我们只要按着圣经的话来行。
When word of God, no matter where we gather, just do it.
所以呢，圣经上说，不管你在哪里，你就聚集就好了。
So, no matter where you go in the school or in the just plain, just if there's opportunity, just in Jesus' name, just bless each other.
所以不管我们在哪里啊，在学校，在什么任何场合，只要有机会，我们就彼此。
The first thing this verse said is, no matter where it is.
那第一件这个句话的第一件事就是讲，无论在哪里。
Second is when two or three gather together.
那第二呢，就是说有两三个人在一起。
Basically, people meeting plural.
就是一对一对的形式聚在一起的时候。
Not single.
不是，就是以个人数。
Yes, there's a place for your prayer by your own.
那当然，我们当然有个人的祷告的时候。
But the church as a plural, a gathering, people gathering is extremely important.
可是呢，在教会呢，这种就复数式的啊聚集呢，也是更重要的。
There's no substitution for plural gathering.
就是对于这种复数性的聚会呢，是没有可代替的。
Everybody knows God is love, heaven is love.
那是我们都知道，神就是爱，天堂就是爱。
Without other people, you don't know how to love.
但是如果没有其他人呢，我们是不知道如何彼此相爱的。
Just this is period. You have to have other people to learn love.
所以呢，这就是一个绝对性的。如果没有其他人，我们是不会学会爱。
So Bible says, when you gather, you just gather.
所以圣经说，我们要聚集，我们就聚集。
Sometimes it's, oh, I'm not so mature. If I gather, I don't know what to say.
那有时候你说，哎呀，我不是很成熟啊。我们聚集在一起，我也不知道我说什么。
Just believe what the word said here. He said, when you gather in Jesus' name, what's going to happen?
那只要我们相信神的话，这里说，只要我们奉耶稣的名聚集，会发生什么？
Jesus is among us.
耶稣就会与我们同在。
When Jesus is among you.
当耶稣与你同在
God is among you.
神就与你同在
What's going to happen?
那会发生什么呢
Great things are going to happen.
哦，大能的事要发生啊
He's going to be in charge no matter you are weak or strong.
不管你是软弱的还是强壮的神都要就是来掌权
No matter you are a baby Christian or an old Christian.
不管你是小 baby 或者是你已经信主很多年
Now of course there is a place for Presbyterous, like that, old people to come to mentor.
那当然也有机会，就是有年长的来服侍年轻的。
Of course, if your attitude is right, you're always open, you are willing to be mentored. God is going to, God knows that.
那当然，你的心态就是你是成熟的，然后你只要你 open, 你打开你的心，神就会有机会来服侍。
This is also part of the plural. You have mentors.
那这个其实也是复数式的，因为你要有一个长辈来看。
This is also very important. Don't think you know everything.
这也是很重要的，不要以为你什么都知道。
Don't also think you know nothing.
但是也不要觉得你什么都不知道。
Because Bible said Jesus is with you.
那因为圣经上说呢，耶稣就与你同在。
If Jesus is with you, he teaches you everything.
如果耶稣与你同在，他就会把一切的事教导给你。
So when your attitude is right, that we pray, Lord will remove our fear.
那只要你的心态是，你的态度是正确的，神就会挪去一切的惧怕。
Lord is with you.
神与你同在。
There was stories. There was an old missionary went to China. He's a nurse.And a lot of healing miracles happen. I just want to tell you, make this point is when baby Christians pray, miracles also happen.
那之前有一个宣道士，他是一个护士，然后他在祷告是吗？然后，但是我的意思就是说，只要你相信，就是甚至你只是刚信主的，你祷告的时候，神迹会发生。
I tell you the story. The story is this Anne, his name, her name is Anne, went to China, going from place to place. Many miracles happened. But once she saw this man with a rotten arm, she lost her faith because she's a nurse. There's no cure.
那当时这个故事是这样的，这个护士呢，她名字叫 Anne， 然后她就从各地啊去为人家祷告。可是有一天呢，她看到一个人那个手臂都烂掉了，她就没办法祷告，因为她自己是一个护士，她认为这是不可能发生的。
So she just kneeled down and she started crying because she has no faith.
所以她就跪下来，她就哭了，因为她已经失去了信心。
Even without faith, she still prayed for that person. That person second day get healed.
那即使他没有信心的时候，他也为那个人祷告。第二天，那个人的手臂就要好了。
So that person become a baby Christian.
所以那个人呢，就成为了一个就是新生儿。
So that baby Christian brought more sick people.
那这个 baby 基督徒呢，就带了更多那些受伤的有病的人。
So Anne said, "You can pray for them."
然后这个 nurse 这个 Anna 就跟他说，哦，那你为他们祷告呀。
She said, I'm just a baby.
然后他就说，哎呀，我才刚信主呀。
She said, Do you think a parent will not listen to babies?
他就说，你觉得父母不会听 baby 的哭声吗？
It's the opposite. The parents listen to the babies even more.
那这是正好相反的，作为父母他会更听就是 baby 的哭声声音。
So this baby Christian went home just take the word to pray for people. People get healed.
那这个就是信刚刚认识神的这个 baby 呢，他就到处跟大家别人祷告，然后别人都得了医治。
I encourage you to read many of these stories. It's wonderful.
那我就是鼓励你，就是多多听听这些见证，真的是很美好的见证。
So when we gather, no matter we are younger Christians or old Christians,
那我们一聚集，不管我们是刚信主还是已经信主多年，
Lord is among us.
主就与我们同在。
So don't be afraid you are baby Christian.
所以不要担心你就是刚信的。
Jesus is with you.
神与你同在。
Sometimes the people also worried, you know, when we gather to us, some people like to talk about bad things, negative things. I don't like that.
那有些人也会担心，哎呀，聚集的时候，有的人就讲负面、消极的话，一些别的不好的事情。
Just remember, most important when you gather in Jesus' name, Jesus is among us.
那最重要的是，我们要记得，我们当奉耶稣的名聚集的时候，耶稣就与我们同在。
Jesus will teach.
耶稣就会来亲自的教导。
Very important. We would make mistakes. Sometimes we do bad stuff, but Jesus will teach.
那有的时候我们就会也会犯错，但是呢，耶稣就会来亲自的教导我们。
As a parent, I know my kids sometimes they fight in front of us.
那我作为父母呢，我的儿女有的时候就在我面前也会吵架。
I really have no much. I'm not worried.
但是我也不担心。
Because it's a growing process.
因为这是一个成长的过程。
The other day, Ezekiel said to Gloria, "I'm the host; you are guest because you were away for 4 years."
那那一天呢，我的儿子就对我的女儿说：“啊，我是主人，你是做客的，因为你都已经离开家四年了。”
Though you are a little bit older than me,
虽然你比我大一届。
They just talk back and forth.
然后他们就来拌嘴。
So for I just cook my eggs for them in the morning.
那我也不管，我就早上我就做鸡蛋给他们吃。
I enjoy their presence.
那我就是很就是跟他们在一起同在，我就很开心。
I'm not saying what they say is all right, but I enjoy their presence.
我不是说他们讲的话我是同意的，而是我只是觉得我很喜欢跟他们在一起。
So they are going to learn.
那他们也会成长。
Yes, we sometimes make mistakes.
那是的，我们有的时候我们就会犯错。
Yes, sometimes we got into negative.
那有的时候我们确实也会走到负面消极的地方。
Sometimes the people gather and nothing to talk, they talk about the pastor.
有的时候他们聚集也没有东西讲了，就讲开始讲牧师。
Some people tell me they are worried. I say I'm not worried.
有些人就说：“哎呀，我很担心。”然后我说：“我并不担心。”
Now why I'm not worried? The Bible said, you know, many things that, you know, this don't worry. This is just.God is among us, you know.
那很多人说，哎呀，我很担心，但是没有什么好担心的，因为神与我们同在。
All the negative words won't affect the pastor, unless the pastor is negative.
所以这个负面的消极的话呢，并不会影响一个牧师，除非这个牧师自己就是一个负面的人。
So I enjoy everybody's presence.
那我真的很喜欢大家的同在。
I'm not saying I enjoy your negative words.
我不是说我喜欢你给我讲的那些负面的。
But Bible said, you know, He's in control. God is in control.
但是圣经上说呢，神主在掌权。
那 even if some people they really talk about any other people, remember.Jesus said, blessed are the ones who are persecuted and even slandered by other people. Your reward in heaven is great.
那即使呢，你就是听到一些论断的话语，那你要记得圣经上耶稣所说的，就是啊，因我的名，你们受审判、受逼迫的人有福了，因为你的名要被天上纪念。
The reward, you have been rewarded.
哦，就在天上你会被奖赏，你。在天上你会得奖赏。
So every time when I heard people saying bad words about me, said, God, you are rewarding. Serious, you are rewarding.
那每次我听别人说我坏话的时候，我就跟说神啊，哦，你在奖赏我。
But I feel sorry for the other person.
但是我同时呢，我也觉得，哎呀，对方的。
I start praying for the other person.
我就为他们祷告。
Because the Bible said any negative things come out of your mouth will defile the one who speaks.
那因为呢，圣经上说呢，就是你口里所出的话呢，才能污秽我们。
So I pray for them.
所以我就为他们祷告。
But I'm not afraid because everybody needs to grow.
那我并不担心，因为我们每个人呢都需要来成长。
Yeah, Lord is going to discipline us and teach us.
那主呢就会来教导我们，来
So of course, it's better to learn faster than slower.
那当然就学得快，当然会更好了。
Sometimes the discipline happens, which is very serious.
那有的时候呢，管教来的时候呢，是非常严重的。
However, God's intention, discipline is for good.
但是呢，神管教的目的呢，是为我们的好处。
Everybody will be thankful at the end.
那在最后的日子呢，每一个人都会为此献上感恩。
Give you an example. There was a famous scientist last century. He wrote 3 books about Christianity, influenced many, many people.
那给你一个例子呢，就是在上世纪呢，有一个科学家写了3本书，影响了就是我们基督徒。
I was so influenced by his writings, because he's a scientist. He used scientific facts to.Talk about Jesus and the Bible and things.
那我就深受他的影响，因为呢，他是一个科学家，他就用那个科学的方法来讲耶稣，讲神。
But he talked about his story, how God disciplined him.
那他也讲神怎么样管教他。
He said he was a very arrogant person.
他说呢，他是一个非常自大的一个人。
He would say blaspheming words about God.
那他常常就是讲那个亵渎神的话。
But later on, in a chemistry experiment, one of his eyes was gone.
那有一次呢，在个化学实验的时候呢，他的一个眼睛呢就瞎了。
Because of this incident, actually, he started seeking the Lord.
那因为这个事情呢，他就开始寻求神。
And later on, he became such a devoted Christian. He wrote these 3 books.
那他之后呢，就成为一个敬虔的基督徒，他就写了这3本书。
This is what he wrote about this process.
那这是他所写的。
And he, in turn he become a blessing for so many.
那他也成为了众人的祝福。
I believe today he has a, he's very pleased by God in heaven.
那我觉得呢，今天呢，他在天上的，他真的是神，真的是非常喜悦他。
Now, for many people, maybe this discipline process is scary. You know, I'm not saying people should be disciplined like this.
那有些人呢就觉得，哎呀，这个管教是很可怕的一件事情。我并不是说每个人都应该被管教哈。
Like this,
不应该就这样。
We will be disciplined, but I don't think. Oh, I'm praying that we shouldn't be disciplined like this.
那每个人可能都会受是受管教，当然不是这样子的来受管教。
And this is what he wrote. He said, "This is how God disciplined him."
但是这是他自己写的，就是神怎样通过这件事来管教他，不是我说的。
So he is very, very thankful. In his books, he was so thankful because God saved him.
那在他的书里呢，他就说他真的非常感恩神，怎么样通过这件事情拯救了他。
Saved him from such an arrogant atheist.
从他这样子自大的一个无神论者把他拯救出来。
So don't worry about as long as you gather together in Jesus' name, Jesus is among us.
所以不用担心，只要我们奉耶稣的名聚集，耶稣就与我们同在。
Now, third very important element is in Jesus' name.
那第三个很重要的关键呢，就是我们要奉耶稣的名。
You know, there's a difference when you gather, just talk this, talk that, talk about news. Difference from this, and you gather in Jesus' name.
那你知道这个奉耶稣的名聚集呢，跟我们普通的聚集是有很大的区别的。
So there are times when you come together, just gather together, let's pray.
那有的时候呢，我们就聚集在一起，我们就祷告。
There's a difference.
那也是有区别的。
After you pray in Jesus, everything you suddenly you find that the atmosphere is very positive.
那有的时候呢，奉耶稣的名聚集祷告之后呢，你会感觉哎，整个气氛就变得非常的好。
Because Jesus is among us.
因为耶稣与我们同在。
Because we invited him.
因为我们邀请了他来。
You know, our Lord is a gentleman. He will not kick somebody's door. Said, "I have to come in."
因为你要知道，我们的耶稣呢，他是非常。是一个绅士，他不会踢你的门要闯进来的。
Now he said, "When I am lifted up, I will attract, you know, draw everybody to myself." He didn't say, "I will grasp everybody to believe in me."
那耶稣说呢，当我被举起的时候呢，我会吸引万民来归向我。他并不是说啊、哦，我要抓住一群人来敬拜我。
So this is our Lord. He's a gentleman. He always respects people's will.
那这就是我们的主，他真的是一个绅士，他真的是来就是尊重每一位。
But we need to know how precious this name is.
那我们要知道呢，他的名是有多宝贵。
Just like we sing the songs, we say his name is powerful. His name is precious. This or that.
就像我们歌里所唱的哦，他的名是大有能力的，他的名是宝贵的。
But we need to believe.
但是我们要相信。
And so we gather in Jesus' name.
当我们奉耶稣基督的名聚集。
And then the fourth element in this passage is Jesus guarantee that his Among us.
那第四点呢，就是这句话里讲的，就是耶稣他承诺，他一定会与我们同在。
He said, "There am I with them."
他说啊、哦，我就在那里与他们同在。
So you see, when Jesus said, "When two or three gather together in His name, He will be among us," He will be.
那你问他啊、问说，哎呀，我们两三个人奉他的名聚集，他会在我们当中？是的，他会。
When he is there, he will be in control.
当他在那里的时候，他就会来掌权。
You and I can relax.
你和我呢，我们就可以休息了。
You know the most effective way of sharing gospel is when you are relaxing.
你知道，就是最有效的传福音的方法呢，就是你是松弛的时候，放松的时候。
Now I always pray as a Lord. Sometimes you know why, you know it's hard sometimes.
那有的时候我就问神，哎呀，为什么有的时候好像这么难呢
？I said, Jesus, you said your burden is light, your yoke is easy. I want to experience this truth.
那我也常常问神，神啊，耶稣啊，你说你的担子是轻省的，你的轭是容易的，我真的是想要就是感受到你说的这些。
In the past, it seems life was hard for a pastor.
那在之前呢，就是好像对于牧师来讲。生活是很困难的。
Actually, many pastors felt the same thing.
其实很多牧师都是这样子感觉。
Many other people feel the same. This pastor's life is hard.
那也很多人也会觉得，哎呀，作为牧师，这个生活真的是很辛苦。
Once I met a person, he said, "I said I'm a pastor." I said, "You are doing the most important job on the earth."
那有一次呢，我遇到一个人，我就跟他说我是牧师，他就说，哎呀，你在做这个全世界上最重要的一件事情。
I said, "Yes, it's true."
我就说是的。
Another time, a person's.I said, I'm pastor. He said, you are doing the most difficult job on earth.
有一次我就跟另外一个人说我是牧师，然后那个人说，哇，你在做世界上最难的事情。
I said, probably it's true too.
然后我也觉得，嗯，这也可能是。
But however, later on I prayed, I said, it's not right. Because Jesus said, your burden is light, your yoke is easy.
那后来呢，我祷告呢，我觉得不是这样子，因为耶稣说了，他的担子是轻省，他的轭是容易的。
So along the years, the Lord started teaching me, you just take His burden.
那就神就是在过去就是一直教导我，我们要负他的轭。
He's taking the bigger part.
那其实呢，他是负了更重的。
He's taking your burden.
他是在负担你的负担。
You don't need to take burdens on your shoulder.
你不需要把你的这个负担搬在你自己的肩上。
So I started learning to follow Him, follow the voice of the Holy Spirit.
那我就开始来寻求他的声音，听他的声音。
Just humble myself. Don't put myself too high.
就是谦卑我自己，而不是把我自己放在一个高位
上。If people say, Pastor Bing, I ask you a question.I said, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
有的时候，可能就说，哎呀，牧师，我要问你一个问题。然后我的答案常常就是，哦，我不知道。
Said, you are pastor, why you don't know the answer?
啊，你是牧师，你怎么不知道答案呢？
Indeed, I don't know the answer, but I know Jesus loves me.
但是我真的是不知道答案，可是我知道神爱我，耶稣爱我。
I know Jesus is powerful.
我知道耶稣是大有能力的。
I know Jesus do miracles.
因为我知道耶稣是可以行神迹。
I know Jesus healed me.
我知道耶稣医治了我。
Jesus can heal you.
耶稣也会医治你。
Can I pray for you?
我可以为你祷告。
Miracles just happen.
啊，神迹就这样子发生。
You know, if I know everything or not, that's not important.
如果我就是如果我知不道不知道，其实不重要。
Also tell you a secret.
我另外告诉你一个秘密。
No matter how much you learn, you still don't know much because God is too big.
不管你学了多少，你其实还是不知道，因为神实在太大了。
So don't need to worry about how much you know, how much you can do.
所以不用担心你能做多少，不能做多少，你知道多少，不能。
We are humans. We just do our part.
我们只是人，我们就做我们自己那一份。
If you share your gospel, people don't believe, that's okay.
如果你分享了福音，别人不相信也没有关系。
Remember, Jesus preached to many people still don't believe.
你要知道，耶稣也同样的跟很多人传福音，可是并没有很多人相信。
Not only so, those people start crucifying him.
不仅仅是这样，他那些人呢，还要来反倒来把他逼迫钉在十字架。
Sometimes I felt sorry for Jesus.
有的时候我都觉得，哎呀，耶稣真的是很可怜。
The Lord, you know.It seems the Lord is not as powerful as me.
好像那个神好像还没有耶稣还没有我这么有能力。
Not just joking, because Jesus even himself he cannot force people to believe in him.
真的是这样子，甚至于耶稣他自己也不能够逼别人来相信他。
So don't put other people's burden on your shoulder.
所以不要把别人的担子呢放在自己的肩上。
Bring them to Jesus.
把他们带到耶稣面前。
Just do your part.
做你自己那一份。
When you follow the Holy Spirit do His thing.
当你跟随圣灵，圣灵就会做他那一部分。
But Jesus said, "I will be with you."
但是耶稣说呢，我会与你同在。
So, brothers, sisters, most important when we read these words, very familiar words, most important is we do it.
那我们当弟兄姐妹，我们当我们读这些话的时候呢，最重要的是我们要行出来。
Let's read one more verse.
那我们再读一个经文。
It's the First Samuel chapter 15:22-23.
啊，撒母耳记上十八章十五章，22-23.
You know, King Saul did many things which is.He think it's good for the Lord, but it's not according to the word of the Lord.
那这个上这个扫罗撒不对，这个扫罗王。
扫罗王
对，扫罗王他做了很多事情呢，就是他认为是好的，但是并不是合神心意的。
Then the prophet Samuel said, "God is displeased." is not going to allow you to be king anymore.
那撒母耳呢就对他说呢，神就是啊，不能允许你再继续当王了。
Samuel said these very important words. Everybody needs to take notice.
那撒母耳呢就讲了现在这些话，这是非常重要，大家都需要听。
22. Does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of our idolatry.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜偶像和偶像的罪相等。
You see here the Lord is saying, Lord does not really like burnt offering.
你看这里说，其实神并不喜悦人的燔祭。
Not as much as our obedience to His voice.
他更喜悦人听他的话。
Whole Bible is talking about His word.
整个圣经都是讲他的话。
When we obey His word, when we are willing to listen to His word, He's so pleased.
当我们愿意听他的话，愿意行出来他的话，他真的是很高兴，很满足。
Just like human beings, you know, our parents.
就像我们人一样，就像父母一样。
When your kids come to you, they always said, "Oh, give you this. I praise you. You are so good, my father." But they don't do what you say.
就像我们的儿女啊，有时候他的嘴巴很甜呢、啊。哎，说这个好话那个好话，可是你让他做的，他什么都不做。
The parents never get satisfied or pleased with that.
那其实作为父母呢，他们永远都不会被，就是因为这样子哎得到。
The parents are most satisfied when the kids listen to them.
那最重要的，就父母得到满足的时候，就是他们的儿女能够行他们所说的。
Of course, our parents on the earth are not perfect. Sometimes we make mistakes.
那当然，作为世界上我们人的父母呢，并不是完全的。
But our heavenly Father's words are perfect.
我们也会犯错，可是我们天上的父的话语呢，却是完全的。
Every word we listen is a blessing for us and a blessing for others.
所有我们听的话呢，都是对我们个人是个祝福，对其他人也是祝福。
So today, when we heard these simple words, when we gather together, no matter where.In Jesus' name, Jesus is among us. It's simple words.
那所以呢，我们今天讲这个话呢，就是我们奉耶稣基督的名，耶稣聚集，他就与我们同在。这是非常简单的话语。
The purpose is not for us to listen.
那这个话语呢，重点呢，不是只是我们听听就好了。
I believe Christians in North America heard this word too many times.
我感觉呢，在北美的弟兄姐妹听这种话已经听了太多次了。
The Lord wants us to do it.
但是神希望我们能够行出来。
We will pray that we can do it. Anywhere we go, we just do it.
那我们就祷告，我们不管我们去哪里，我们都可以行出来。
And make an effort to gather.
那我们也就是为这可以聚集呢来做一个努力。
We understand the COVID.
我们知道现在有这个疫情。
But if you have a desire to gather, the Lord will direct you.
那如果你有想要聚集的这个心意呢，神就会来带领你。
Yes, let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Thank you for your words.
谢谢你的话语。
Your words is standing heaven on the earth.
你的话语呢，就是树立了天和地。
You delight in our obedience rather than sacrifice.
你喜悦我们听命胜于献祭。
So, we know that your burden is easier. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light.
我们知道你的那个担子是轻省的，你的轭是容易的。
You will not give us something to do which is beyond our ability.
你不会把就是超过我们所可以扛的事情。
Let alone, you are always with us.
而且你永远都与我们同在。
Lord, may these words go deep in our hearts.
愿这些话语呢能够深深的扎根在我们里面。
And we know that your Holy Spirit.Is going to help us to practice.
我们也只相信你的圣灵呢，能够帮助我们可以行出来。
More important, we know that Lord, your blood covers.
更重要，我们知道神呢，你的宝血厚厚的来洗净遮盖我们。
Any mistakes, any sin we have committed, you do not judge us as long as we come to you.
不管我们犯的一切的错，只要我们回到你的面前，神呢，你都宝血都能够遮盖我们。
You always renew us, give us new opportunities to move forward.
就是常常的更新我们，给我们机会，让我们可以继续的往前。
So we can have this life ever new.
让我们就可以拥有这个生命。
More and more abundant.
更多的丰盛的生命。
More and more free.
更多有自由的生命。
More and more living the truth.
更多的活在你的真理当
中。More and more in power.
更多的能力在我们当中。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you for the words.
奉谢谢你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, in the following time, even in the future, I believe as even we pray after this word is very important. We gather together in groups and pray.
那我觉得就是我们能够听完这个讲道，我们聚集在一起，这是很重要。
We will make effort to practice this.
那我们也要就是能够尽我们的努力来。能够聚集在一起
so that we can bring our personal needs, our family members, what's on our heart in prayer, in groups.
那我们可以把我们自己的个人的需要，我们家庭的需要，然后再以小组的形式能够祷告出来。
Right now, so we on Sunday we want to have some prayer, so we have bring personal prayers before the Lord. We will gather in groups.
那我们的星期天呢，如果有个人的需要，我们就是在一起来聚集来祷告。
It's a little bit hard for the people on the Zoom.
那在Zoom 上面聚会的朋友呢，可能弟兄姐妹可能就比较难。
So we will open 15 minutes for people to share, especially people on the Zoom.
那我们就会空出来15分钟呢，就特别是给就是 Zoom 上面的弟兄姐妹来分享来祷告。
I also encourage people on the Zoom to join our prayer meetings on Wednesday.Or you can gather other times.
那我也请就是任上面的弟兄姐妹呢，可以参加我们星期三的祷告会，或者是其他时间的一些聚会。
If you like, if you gather as the word said, or two or three gather, if you need me, need some elders, you just let us know.
还有这圣经上说，我们奉两三个人，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。如果你需要我或者其他的长老呢，跟我们说。
I was surprised many brothers and sisters when I called them this.Oh, I didn't. Pastor Bing, I want to call you, but I felt you are very busy, so I didn't call you.
I felt the same too. A lot of times, 就是有的时候我就是，我就很奇怪，有的时候跟别的弟兄姐妹祷告呢，他们就说，哎呀，牧师，我觉得你很忙，所以我都不敢给你祷告，打电话。
I said, did you ask me if I'm very busy?
我就说你有没有问我呢？我到底忙不忙
？I'm not busy.
我并不忙。
True, yes, I'm not busy.
是真的，我并不很并不忙。
And also, I agree with Susan. Any time if we need to serve the Lord, we can put everything aside.
那我跟 Susan 师母呢，就是也有一个就是信念，就是说，如果神需要我们的时候，我们就可以把我们手上的事情放下。
So you can call me any time if you need me.
所以呢，不管什么时候你需要我的时候，你都可以给我打电话。
Yeah, if I'm busy, I will call you back.
那如果我真的忙的时候呢，我会回复你。
You know, we know that it's a time we gather and groups raise up groups to pray.
那有的时候我们就是在一起祷告，就是我们一起就是兴起一些小组。
So, in the following time, we will open to for sharing.
那现在时候呢？现在时间我们可以就是敞开，就是让大家可以来。
Especially, I encourage the people on the Zoom. You can share or maybe a prayer, so we can pray together.
特别是在任上的弟兄姐妹，如果你要祷告要分享的话，可以来分享。
Then we will have groups here.
那之后呢，我们就是在我们现在聚会的现场呢，我们就会分组祷告。